This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, we all know the FBI has ago gave immunity to everybody that covered up Hillary Clinton with her criminal activities, selling U.S. secrets, selling out U.S. sovereignty, selling out favors. Everybody from the Saudi Arabians to the Communist Chinese to the Russians. And so what does Hillary do? She has a massive problem selling out for $35 million, one-fifth of U.S. weapons-grade plutonium. That's admitted. That's in the Wall Street Journal. That's even in the New York Times. She accuses Donald Trump of being a Russian agent. They'd accuse me of that. I mean, this is really getting crazy. It's like accusing me of being Santa Claus or a Keebler elf. Well, what do you do when you've got the same FBI a couple years ago with Jeffrey Epstein, who had the Lolita Express with Bill Clinton on at least 16 round-trip flights to the pedophile island he got convicted of running? And then you've got Clinton flying out to hang out with sultans that have admitted harems of little boys and little girls. This is mainstream news. Well, the FBI, quote, gave them all immunity. Magic wand, you're above the law. But they know Trump is holding this back. I've known this has been a Trump October surprise for 6 months. And so what happens? They hit Trump with it. Now, in 30 minutes, I'm going to break down an internal Democratic Party dossier. And we have the actual next 29 days till the election, the actual data dump on their battle plans and how they're going to hit Trump. We even know what she and Anderson Cooper are going to be hitting him first with in the debate at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. So that is all coming up today. At the bottom of the hour, I will break all of this down. This is so surreal. Now, obviously, they've released an 11-year-old tape of him on a TV show when they were deceptively recording him on a bus. It's highly edited. You hear him kind of end with, well, she was married, so I, backed off. Locker room talk. I guarantee you most Republicans and Democrats do far worse. But my issue is Trump never acted like he was some perfect angel. He never held that out. He's got the same sin as King David. He likes women, or King Solomon. The point is he's a nationalist. He's got the globalists that have occupied and captured this country absolutely hating his guts and throwing everything they've got at him. It's not like he was some televangelist that said if you kiss your girlfriend out of wedlock, you're going to hell. And then he got caught, with a prostitute. The guy's never been a hypocrite. We knew this was all coming up. Those Howard Stern interviews are old. They hit him with those a year ago. So this is all about manipulating his evangelical support base. What you need to know is Pence is anti-abortion. So is Trump. That's all you need to know. Is the guy a hypocrite? Absolutely not. If he was a goody two-shoe and said that he was the cleanest whistle around, and then he got caught shooting his mouth off like this, I'd say this guy's a hypocrite. I don't like him. Quite frankly, I like Trump more because of this. And it's not that I'm some gruff guy that shoots my mouth off like this. It's that it's so real. That's why they're so scared of him. And they cannot stand him. And they've got more of this stuff coming out. But, man, the Clintons literally fund radical jihadis that mutilate women's genitals. Hillary stays in the same bedroom with Uma Abedin, whose mother's the top genital mutilation maven that pushes it. They fund jihadis to take over hundreds of thousands of Christians. Benghazi, what difference does it make? The ordering the stand down, getting caught lying about it. It goes on and on and on. The abortion pushing they're doing, the baby parts selling that Trump says is horrible. So, killing 3-4 million babies, selling their body parts a year? That bad? No. The average fake Christian wants to bitch about him saying, oh my goodness, this woman was so hot until I learned she was married. This is really a referendum on whether we really want to be with the establishment that's screwing us over or we want to make America great again. All right, it's a big broadcast. We've got huge breaking news. I've got my Democratic Party source. Roger Stone's going to be joining us. He's got huge intel on the debate. This is going to be a big broadcast, one of the biggest ever. Stay with us. We're 2 hours out from our expanded coverage and then 4 hours out. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, October 9th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live from the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Well, coming up tonight, we've got the CNN-hosted debate with Anderson Cooper, half of its town hall. We have intelligence from inside the Democratic Party, high level, on the dossier that they intend to attack Donald Trump with the next 29 days. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I will launch into this exclusive battle plan that the Democrats have to launch. Now, obviously, it's going to be about sexual activity. They know that's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's weakness. So they want to muddy the waters and accuse Trump of what they clearly have been involved in and have been involved covering up. Trump made a major miscalculation through intermediaries from the Clintons through Chelsea to Trump's daughters 2.5 weeks ago. In the upcoming debate a week later, to not go after Hillary for the sexual crimes and covering up and stay in the same hotel room with Uma Abedin, whose mother's the top jihadi Wahhabist, Sharia law pusher for sexual mutilation. I mean, she's the top person. Made a huge mistake not going after that, because now they are going to hammer him and hammer him hard. Now, obviously, we have the 3-minute tape, highly edited. But Trump just came out and said, well, I apologize, this is 11 years ago. This isn't who I normally am, and I've changed. And I'm sure he has changed, getting educated about the globalists and the New World Order. He's shown that. That's why the establishment hates him. But just to see Bill Clinton, who settled sexual assault cases, settled all these other cases with women, who's known to do all this, to have the mainstream media ignoring these scores of women that have come out saying he brutally raped them decades ago, and Hillary on tape bragging about covering up for a pedophile she knew was guilty, who brutally raped a 12-year-old girl and put her in a coma. And then to see them launching jihad attacks and pushing all this and then saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump, with some, you know, contestant 20 years ago, said that she gained too much weight after she won, so she lost her contract. That's what happens with a boxer if they're not weight for a fight. Supposed to be a middleweight, you're in a heavyweight range, you forfeit the fight. Or the person's got to go ahead and fight you and sign off on that. But women say they want to be in a man's world, fine, you got to play by those rules. So they push this whole thing along sexist lines. It's all Hillary Clinton's got, when she's one of the biggest abusers of women out there. I mean, this is epic what's going on. And I don't just sit here and approach this like I'm a Republican who wants Trump to win. Trump has his own issues. I've been against the Republicans many times in my radio and TV career. I'm bipartisan when I attack people. I just go after the truth. But Hillary is such a monster and has such a criminal record and stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders and on the payroll of the Saudi Arabians and the communist Chinese and all these other corrupt governments and the Pope, all lined up telling us we can't have Donald Trump. Why is that? Because these special interests have taken this country over, and Donald Trump, they don't know if he's for real trying to get us our sovereignty back, or whether he's just a hyena trying to come in and steal the lion's quarry that they've already killed. They just know he isn't part of their club, and he's coming into this kill, and they're about to try to kick him off of the kill. So Trump's an unknown country. Trump's not perfect. We all know that. But we know Hillary Clinton is pure evil. And there's this mass mental illness where people can sit there and think that they're buying into somebody, so they're getting political power by getting reflected glory from them. With Hillary and with Obama, blacks have gotten double unemployment what they had 8 years ago. With them, the college educations are more unaffordable than ever, and 80-plus percent of people that get one of these college degrees will never pay off their loan, will never get a job with it that's worth the degree. But people that have been defrauded by this system are doubling down believing Bernie Sanders or Hillary can deliver them this. But when Hillary speaks to Wall Street, she says, listen, Bernie supporters live in their mother's basements. They're baristas at best. They're nobodies or losers. And she's come out and said that her own people in these emails are losers. And then Obama calls gun owners and Bible believers bitter clingers. Well, you've already taken everything else we've got. Obama goes to Africa and says you can't have cars or air conditioning. So that's the latest WikiLeaks, by the way. That is very weak compared to what was supposedly going to come out. They said last Monday, and it was going to, quote, and Tuesday was going to devastate Hillary. She would, quote, be indicted. This would do it. And now the latest thing is her at Wall Street speeches talking trash about people and admitting she wants a world government and carbon taxes and the TPP. Well, we know she called it the gold standard and bragged that she helped do the whole thing. And she claims, like Al Gore says, he invented the Internet. She says she did the whole thing in speeches. We got video. So, I mean, what did WikiLeaks give us we didn't already know? I mean, I guess it's internal emails, but there's thousands of them, but folks have already poured through them. So the word is Assange got intimidated, got threatened, and didn't release the mother load, and that's too bad. Now that they feel safe on this, they are moving forward with their massive, massive destruction of Donald Trump that I will cover at the bottom of the hour. Now, if you just tuned in, I've been hosting radio for 21 years. I've been syndicated for 19. For 10 years, I've been doing a Sunday show because I noticed that nobody really broadcasts on Saturday and Sunday. Drudge used to, and it was great. You should always listen to it. And I thought to fill that vacuum, we should syndicate on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've done that. It's been very successful. In fact, it was key to getting on a lot of big stations across the country. There's a lot of folks who stick their toe in the water, pick up the Sunday show. The listeners liked it, got ratings. See, it wasn't the end of the world. You picked Alex Jones up. Then they put us on at night. Then they put us on live. It's been a success. We get a jump on the news for the week. But today, when your station leaves us at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific, we will continue on. And some stations are carrying it. TV stations are carrying it. Everybody's free to air. Take part of it, take all of it, no contract needed, just pick it up if you want it, stations. You know that. We're just here to win this war against the globalists and wake up America. But if you go to InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/app, you can download the new free app on Android and iPhone that has video, audio, news alerts are going to start in 2 weeks. A lot of other new stuff's going to be out of the app. It's a great new app. You can also watch the debate there because when this 2 hours ends that we've been doing for 10 years, 2 hours of further live coverage from our big TV studios. I'm going to walk across the hall as soon as this show's over, and then the full coverage for at least 4 hours of the debate begins. 2 hours from 6 to 8 Central, then the 90-minute debate, and at least an hour of live coverage and highlights with Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, myself, and others. That's coming up. So we'll probably be live until like 11 o'clock, so I'll say six, 7 hours. As long as we want to go tonight, InfoWars.com/show, InfoWars.com/app. But if you just tuned in, we have the leaked Democrats' plan to pin rape hoax on Trump. Now, people are saying, yeah, what was it, 8, 9 months ago, there were rape charges filed in a civil suit in Houston with a fake name. And then others got filed all over. People ask, what's the point of filing these fake things? Because then it gives people cover to write books and articles saying, oh, we didn't know, it's in a lawsuit. You can say Jane Doe. And they claim you saw Trump raping Easter bunnies on Pluto. And then write a book about it. And then, again, they didn't launch this earlier because there's only 29 days left. They're going to launch this tomorrow. Watch. We have the dossier. They may change it up because of this. But they're going to launch. And by the way, when we got this info yesterday, we started getting it 2 days ago, all hell broke loose. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, they are freaked. This is not where we were given this info. If they don't run with this tomorrow, it's because we have released this. But they're going to go with it. They're locked. They got a book being published. They're going to announce tomorrow that comes out Tuesday. They've got articles that are all about to hit. In fact, I heard about this on Friday, got the documents Saturday, and by then it began to even kind of break as they tested the waters. So this is big. They are accusing Trump of what Jeffrey Epstein was involved with Bill Clinton and the Lolita Express. Trump on record has been to one Florida party that this guy was at and left immediately a couple years ago. Bill Clinton's registered in flight 16 times on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein. So they know Trump had this as his October surprise hydrogen bomb. Trump was induced not to drop it. He didn't launch the attack. The enemy's launching a counterfeit. And they're mixing it all in with a few Howard Stern comments of this other tape edited to give it plausible believability. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, yeah, it's the Airwolf Alex Jones here live.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm in the radio / TV studio, the small studio, for the next hour and 40 minutes. And I'm going to walk over to the TV studio and host at least 4 or 5 hours. 2 hours before the debate, right through the debate, with limited commentary and analysis, and then at least an hour with your phone calls and commentary after this evening. This is make it or break it for Donald Trump. They have hit him with, obviously edited, but it doesn't matter. It's still not something good to say as a family man. Comments on a bus 11 years ago, clearly being asked questions. It's clearly edited. It's the type of talk you hear in a locker room. They've taken it out of context, but he's apologized for it. But they made it the biggest issue in the world. Hillary got 4 people killed in Benghazi, ordered a stand down. Hillary is engaged in all these other crimes, sold out her sovereignty and been involved in espionage on the communist Chinese and Saudi Arabian and Qatari payroll. Hillary funds and supports jihadis murdering Christians and women and sexually mutilating people, you name it. It goes on and on and on. And Bill Clinton has settled sexual assault cases. And the media totally ignores that and then acts like it is the end of the world when they dredge up 11-year-old tape on Trump. So here's the deal. If Trump needs to resign, and these so-called Republican senators that were always against Trump early on, they couldn't beat him, so their constituents got mad at him, so they had to then, the last 4 months, support Trump. They're now doubling back. CNN says the Republican Party turns against him. Thank God we're trying to take that over. I mean, not a word about JFK having sex with 5-6 women a day. Nothing about you reportedly killing Marilyn Monroe. All of that's okay. Nothing about Bill Clinton raping women. Oh, my gosh. He shot his mouth off about wanting, you know, women, blah, 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 when he was divorced. So all of this is going on. We knew this was coming out. We knew Trump's not been an angel. He's never said he was. The guy's never taken an aspirin, doesn't drink, because his brother died of alcoholism. He reportedly likes eating big meals, and he likes his wives. And when he's not married, he's a womanizer. King David was a womanizer as well. King David had his best friend killed to get his woman. He later repented of it, and God said, you're a man of your own heart. I just want you all the phony Christians on power trips, because I'm a Christian. I was out shooting a video up on a mountaintop, you know, dealing with Trump better attack or drop out, same with the video. This guy walks over, and he goes, are you a Christian, Alex? Very accusatorily. And I said, I'm not like the Pharisees that stood up on the mountain and prayed in public. He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, you know, Christ said don't go pray in public and tell people how big you are and how Christian you are. And he beat the Pharisees with a whip. So, of course I'm a Christian. But I'm not going to sit here with you like all accusatorily, like you're on the high mountain judging me on your power trip because you're all full of your garbage. Get the beam out of your eye before you tell me about the speck in mine. Promoting abortion, promoting globalism, promoting GMO, promoting world government, promoting cross-species chimeras. These are the blasphemies. But the devil's an accuser and wants to tell people that have done small things, you can't be a good person in the world because you do these little things. The average good person goes, okay, since I have a conscience and guilt, I'll just stand down in the world and then let the total evil take over. It's what you do now against the great evil of world government that proves your worth, ladies and gentlemen, and will save this civilization. Now, coming up after this break, I'm going to give you the big enchilada. The battle plan from a high-level Democratic Party operative who is so upset about the evil they're seeing and so upset about all the crazy stuff they see. And look, this is why a lot of Democrats are actually turning against Hillary, who are very liberal on a lot of issues that I even agree with on some issues, on some of the social issues. I understand. I'm not out to get people I understand that some of the right-wing folks have just obsessed on things as their political diversion from all the things they're doing. But it's Hillary saying she wants war with Iran, and I'm not saying Iran's a perfect, but that she, quote, will attack Iran, and she, quote, will attack Russia, and the fact that Soros has this big flaming you-know-what for Russia that has our military upset and concerned, it has a lot of well-meaning, really smart, intellectual liberals like Cy Hirsch and others. And Cy Hirsch isn't my source. You know, Cy Hirsch has come on the show this year and tipped his hat to our work on the military stand down with fighting for Al Qaeda and ISIS. They've told Obama and Hillary we're not doing that. And as bad as Obama's been, I will say I believe Hillary's worse now, because it's been Obama in memos and emails that have come out saying, no, we're not doing that. That'll start a war with Russia. And he's already allowed a lot of aggressive actions. But he did listen to our generals 4 years ago on not being Al-Qaeda slash ISIS's Air Force. Remember all that? We broke it here. Came out 3 years later, 3.5 years later. All the secret stuff we told you was on record. Just like they were going to federalize the election. They announced it a month after we told you. Or just like we, have folks all over the country shouting Bill Clinton's a rapist. That's now happened 14 times I know of. I mean, this show has power. I just want listeners to know you're out there all alone somewhere and have no idea how many brethren you've got of every race, color, and creed, and both sexes. People are awake. They know what's going on. And you can see the huge train of death behind the Clintons and the Bushes. And that's what this is, this same dynasty. With 500,000 dead kids in Iraq, with sanctions the Clintons made worse, and bombing Serbia, and bombing Sudan, and blowing up their aspirin factories, and funding jihadi invasions of Sudan, and funding jihadi invasions of Kenya that Obama's been involved in. These are really anti-Christian bad people. So, to the liberals, to the conservatives, to libertarians, to everybody, we all know we're not going to vote for the mentally deficient, in my view, Gary Johnson. I told you that before you saw him melt down. He flipped out in this very studio in front of me repeated times a year ago when he was here. I mean, I thought something was wrong with it. People said, really? We haven't seen that. And all of a sudden he started doing it all over TV. Sticking his tongue out, blacking out. I mean, I don't know what these people are on, okay? I don't know why Hillary's all spacing out and falling down. But they're on some weird stuff, okay? So what is Aleppo? Can't name one foreign leader. Sticks his tongue out over and over again. Starts going in circles. I don't know what's going on with these people. But weird stuff's happening. We got a bunch of the folks today and tomorrow coming on that have been confronting Clinton and have been confronting his surrogate and Hillary's surrogate, Tim Kaine, on national TV. It's all coming up today. Roger Stone, separately, I called him about my data dump. He could only confirm from his New York sources, mine are in D.C., two of the things that I had in my data dump. But he said, that sounds very credible from what I'm hearing. And he's obviously been meeting with Trump hours every day there in New York. But I've confirmed this with other sources as well. This is coming up after the break. But then Stone's coming on with his inside baseball from another source very, very close on what Hillary is planning to do in the debate tonight. It's coming up in 3.5 hours. So that's all coming up. But I want to go out to break. There's been two new confrontations the last 2 days. Well, a third and a fourth are coming in. We heard about them. We haven't gotten the videos yet, but two we know of. And this is pretty, pretty powerful stuff. Protesters taunt Bill Clinton at Milwaukee rally. He's been confronted 3 times now in the last week. DrudgeReport.com is linked to this. 2 different people jump in when he brings up a key point. And then we've got another clip. Here it is.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
That we need...
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Come back with the rest of this in one more clip and then give you the big data dump. But listen, we initiated this even though it's very dangerous. And I'm not saying, oh, look, I'm walking a tightrope for no reason. I'm not doing this to sell popcorn to the stands. I'm doing this to save my family and because, quite frankly, I'm not in control of myself. I've turned myself over to the will of God. I'm telling the truth from the very end. I'm going up against these people 110%. I'm Alex Jones. Donald Trump's got to attack tonight or drop out. Stay with us. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining me. I want to finish up with these clips with the latest folks confronting the Clintons over their history of sexual crime, sexual abuse, and Hillary being the beard to play the part of the woman to go after the women that Bill has accused, including physically attacking them, threatening them, women that Clinton's gotten pregnant, physically attacking the baby, trying to cause the woman to have a miscarriage. These witnesses, these articles are all on InfoWars.com, Breitbart.com. It's all coming out. But I covered this stuff all 20 years ago. This is well known. We've got big surprises this week with in-studio guests all throughout next week. So believe me when I tell you, you do not want to miss next week's Monday through Friday broadcast, because the biggest breaking news for this republic you've ever seen in our bombshell after bombshell broadcast this week is looking to be the creme de la creme, the coup de grace, the final blow. This is big. To say I'm on pins and needles is an understatement. I eat, sleep, dream, you name it, what's happening. Now let's go back to the clip I was just playing of just yesterday. There's a new clip today. Protesters taunt Bill Clinton at Milwaukee rally. And the full 30-minute rally's up there. He starts talking about, one thing we do know is, and two different gentlemen, they both look like veterans, start shouting out, and they've got Bill Clinton rape shirts, that Bill Clinton's a rapist. And he has settled sexual assault cases. Now, again, Trump wouldn't go here. He did like 3 months ago on Hannity. He wouldn't go here when Hillary's like, you once called a beauty pageant person Miss Piggy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you funded jihadis to take over worldwide and sexually mutilate women and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. You know, General Flynn, the head of Defense Intelligence, exposed you. I mean, it's like you once, you know, yelled at your child. And Trump's like, okay, you once barbecued children. I mean, it's totally different worlds. There's a graphic on Infowars.com we should show at the bottom that everybody's saying is the best ever. And it shows three big mountains in the background. One, Hillary Clinton email scandal is a giant mountain. Another snow top mountain is Clinton Foundation scandal. Another snow top mountain is Hillary Benghazi scandal. Then it shows the Washington Post, owned by Bezos and run by Obama, basically. Washington Post reporters, about 15 of them, with a magnifying glass looking at a molehill, like a fire ant hill. And I mean, I'm sorry, I don't like hearing Trump. It sounds a little punkish, but we all know guys, most guys do that. They're in the locker room, somebody brings up sex to them. Oh, did you see this hot lady? Oh, yeah, man, she's so hot. Yeah, boy, I'd really like to get her. I mean, everybody knows the real womanizers just keep their mouth shut. But the point is that it's no big deal. I mean, I want to think of Trump better as that. Better than that, and this was 11 years ago, and he says he's grown on the campaign trail, and I've talked to folks that know Trump. I've talked to Trump, as you know, quite a bit. I've talked to other people, I'll just leave it at that, involved with Trump, and he's really gotten concerned about the New World Order. Trump really knows about globalism and how the U.S. is being screwed over. 25 years ago, he gave money to try to defeat NAFTA and GATT. He wrote big op-eds, paid to put them in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. He really doesn't like seeing the country get screwed. He's a great guy. He's got the establishment scared of it. But that's a New York thing. I mean, I don't want to say he's like Wiener. I mean, Wiener's 50 times worse. But you want to stereotype New Yorkers? I mean, I've been to New York a lot. They're great people. They're very full of hospitality. You think New Yorkers not having hospitality, but if they like it, they're full of hospitality. Buying you dinner, you know, taking you here, giving you a great apartment to stay in, giving you tickets to a great player, you know, to the Mets or the Yankees. And it's exactly like that. Oh, this girl, I like her. Boy, she's great. I mean, that's what Yankees do. It's very Yankee. And I love Yankees. I mean, we want somebody that's got bravado, somebody's going to get in the face of the globalists, somebody that's bigger than life. And I'm sorry, John Wayne was a womanizer. I'm sorry. You know who else was a womanizer? Pretty much everybody that's an alpha male, okay? I mean, it goes with the territory. And I'm not forgiving it. But no one has ever accused him of pedophilia. No one has ever accused him of underage women. And you look at Trump, and I know folks that know him, because we knew this attack was coming months ago. Trump likes big, aggressive, Amazon, beyond Marilyn Monroe. I mean, let me tell you, you're getting to 6'1" women, that's a little much for me. I like the full, you know, 35, 40-year-old boom, vava boom. I mean, I know what men are like that like real women. I'm one of them. I like the whole nine yards. Trump goes beyond that to women that are almost so female they're scary. He ain't into women. I mean, he's not into little girls. He's into women. And the whole point is that he's not into your average woman. He wants the Amazon. A whole different spectrum from what creepy people like Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton's best buddy who founded the Clinton Foundation, is. So we're going to play these clips, and I'm going to start getting in to the Democratic Party dossier dump that we have. This is huge. It's important. And nine times out of ten, our big scoops end up hitting pay dirt. There's been a few times I've been chumped, and I talked to the people involved. I mean, he said it. I mean, WikiLeaks has never not paid off. They've never not done what they say they do. And he said, I'm going to release information that will get her indicted in the next 2 weeks. A month later, he hadn't done it. And he says, okay, in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, he hadn't done it. Then a week later, he says, I'll release it Wednesday. Then he said, I've gotten death threats for security concerns. I'm canceling it. Then he announces, now I'm going a day early on Tuesday via Skype to some German group. And I know people that talk to Assange. I've seen copies of the emails, okay? And he said, yes, I'm releasing it. Then he got threatened. They promised him some deal. They backed off the deal. They're playing games with him, folks, stalling until they drop their payload on Trump. And they've now done it. And now it doesn't matter what WikiLeaks puts out, does it? Because they've already launched their big attack. And sure enough, they put out their stuff Friday, same day. Same day that they put out all this Trump sex baloney, you know what gate, pussycat gate, and all of this goes on, all of this unfolds, all of this happens, and they release some stuff with her at corporations, stuff we already knew. I mean, she's for NAFTA, she's for GATT, she's for the TPP, she said she wrote part of the TPP. Now they say 100,000 more are coming, let's see. I'm tired of being dangled along here. We're 29 days out. They got Trump hanging out there on, you know, flapping in the wind. Now, I'm going to come back and give you the big data dump, but right now let's go. The protesters taunt Bill Clinton at Milwaukee rally. Here it is.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
That we need...
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
PDFs of the rape? These are great patriots. These guys are great patriots. Yeah, those guys are getting 5,000. Yeah, I'm paying 5,000 per person that does it. 1,000 if you just get the sign on TV for 5 seconds. Those are great patriots. We're already at about 25,000. So we got another 75,000 we can give out, and then my budget's gone. Oh, give back good. Be loving to him. And when they throw you out, he says, oh, you don't want to be part of the conversation. He steals 97% of the money from the Haitian refugees when they bomb Belgrade, back jihadis. He's loving. He's Bill Clinton. He cares about you. Hillary Clinton doesn't even give people tips, folks. This is how monstrous she is. We are going to go to break now. We have another clip of another lady in St. Louis, side of the debate coming up in 3 hours and 15 minutes. She got on TV shouting, Bill Clinton's a rapist with the shirt. But before I get to that, I have to come back and give you the Democratic Party attack plan, data dump from our Democratic Party high-level source that's worried about World War III. That's why we were given this information. As we tell you, Hillary Clinton wants World War III. She is a psychotic demon. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know most of you are conscious of this, but especially if you're listening to us on AM or FM stations, you should tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers to tune in. This is really earth-shattering, important information we're about to cover. And you can also tell folks who are going to be watching the debate mainstream. We've licensed to carry the debate ourselves. We're going to have live feeds of it tonight, coming up at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and then after the debate. We're going to have live analysis for several hours after. So this is starting now, 47 minutes ago, running right till past 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern tonight at Infowars.com/show. You can also download our free app that has free podcasts, live video feeds, and audio feeds. So watch the show wherever you are, even in foreign countries, or listen to it at Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/app. Briefly, we have several specials that are going to end next week. We have the new DNA Force flagship product, 23% off the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, and a lot of other key enzymes that help you absorb it better. There's 170-plus studies just behind the BioPQQ to detoxify your cells, the ultimate antioxidant. There's no such thing as a fountain of youth, but this is as close as you're going to get to it. Find out why it's so amazing. DNA Force discounted 23%. Read the 5-star reviews from third-party sites we're linked to at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 7 years of the making, what we believe is the ultimate system of 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains with biome defense product that, again, is such an amazing system to get your gut flora in line. This is the ultimate probiotic. InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for auto ship. An additional 10% off. Orders $50 or more, you get free shipping. They also have the InfoWars solar base station and control system, one of the most modern, high-tech, high-quality systems, which is less money than the average system. We go out and find the very best. It lasts 8 times longer than your typical unit because it uses unique lithium iron phosphate battery and more. InfoWarsStore.com, 33% off on that amazing unit. And that's what funds this operation. Our reporters we've got popping in later from St. Louis. Before and after the debate tonight, they're going to be there covering it live. Our crew around the world, from the United Kingdom to California, that is the true independent media organization that we are setting up here. And then launching operations with citizen activists to expose the rape history and settling rape cases that Bill Clinton has. People are like, man, you got big wavos. You know what? It takes bigger wavos to let these criminals run things and start wars with other countries. My very gut, my spirit tells me I've got to fight as hard as I can. Where the chips fall, that's just up to God. I put myself into God's hands. I commit my soul to God, and I know full well what I'm doing. I'm not going to let them snatch my victory. Whatever happens, I did the right thing. People keep telling me, you know the Clintons kill people. You know they're really dangerous. You know, though, they've already come after me before, folks. I'm committed. Just recognize it for what it is. I'm not trying to act like Mr. Tough Guy here. I'm actually an introverted person in private. But I've got to get on the field. I've got to fight these people, and I'm doing it. So it's done. The die's cast. I'm going 110%. Forget the maneuvers. I'm going straight at them. That's when Providence kicks in my experience. Okay. I'll start covering it now with a basic summation, a basic boil down, and then I'll go through it all and then sum it all up. But how do you begin? Where do you start? Let's start at the beginning. And I'll give you the entire attack plan the Democrats have the next 29 days for the historic election in this epic countdown that we are all witnessing. Before I get into their data dump and what they're about to launch tomorrow and the next day, let me just remind you we're given this information because even high-level Democrats are concerned about Hillary and her mental illness, her tantrums, her convulsions. It's like the Secret Service told us she was falling down and she has a black van with special rising systems a month before it was in the news. This isn't from the Secret Service. This is from a high-level Democrat. And it's because they're really concerned that Hillary is a megalomaniac going to kill everybody with World War III. And everybody in their gut is on edge, folks. Now, let me give you background first why they're doing this. What are the Clintons' Achilles heel? Being espionage agents, selling out the country. Yeah, but folks know about that. Lying about emails. Okay, but we know about that. They want to make it all about how women love Hillary. She represents the women and builds this angel and our first black president, all this other bull. So let's go back to the New York Post. The sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Okay? That's one article. There's thousands. Fox News. Flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on sex offenders' jet much more than previously known. And they don't normally, one of these big private jets, make you log through Homeland Security or other governments, but when they did, it was 16 different occasions. That's total flights. Bill Clinton took twice as many flights on pedophile island billionaires Lolita Express than previously reported. Remember, Lolita is a book about a man's love affair with a 13-year-old girl. He founded the Clinton Foundation, the huge money laundering operation, pled guilty to one charge of pedophilia, but all the rest of it got shut down. And the madam that ran it all for him, they all got immunity, just like the FBI just did for Hillary and her people on the emails. Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service on multiple Lolita Express flights. Report.
Wonder why he did that. I did not have sex with those 10-year-old girls.
Bill Clinton was frequent flyer on pedophile private jet Lolita Express. RT. Washington Post. The billionaire pedophile who could bring down Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Oh, the Daily Beast. Now, this was all over a year ago, I just covered. Now we start seeing this, because Donald Trump, 2 miles from his club, was invited to a party, gets there, there's like underage girls jumping around a pool, he thinks it's weird, heard about this over 2 years ago, he leaves. That's all they've got. But they mix it all in together, okay? That's Daily Beast, that's the, was it? Newsweek. All right, here's Daily Mail. Exclusive. The cozy relationship between billionaire Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton, who flew in the pedophile's private jet and once praised his insights and generosity, detailed in a new book by James Patterson. The shameful way feds protect convicted pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Law News. Now, they basically covered it all up. Just like we just saw for the Clintons. Okay, so we have that information. We know Trump likes 6'1" supermodels that are 30 years old. That's his type. That's what he goes after. You got the Clinton settling rape cases, Hillary covering up for pedophile cases. This is all on record. It's going to come up in the debate tonight of Trump counterpunches. That's what I've been told. And again, Roger Stone joins us later. He's not part of this data dump. When Roger Stone joins us later, he reportedly, and he's been right 15 times out of 16. He's been wrong once. On the whole WikiLeaks thing, that's because, admittedly, Assange backed off. You're going to get what he's been told she's planning to do in the debate. In fact, we were questioning, do we just let this go forward, announce it as the debate begins, so we can prove we have the inside scoop, or do we say it an hour before so Hillary gets cold feet and doesn't use this? Because believe me, they're watching. You've heard her attack as Media Matters room of the White House, Right Wing Watch room of the White House, and Soros. I mean, they watch every minute of what we do. They have books commissioned about us that are out. I mean, it is redonkulous. So we've got all that going on. Now, let me tell you what's coming up as soon as we come back in the next segment. I have, and this isn't breaking until tomorrow, I have the lawsuits filed against Donald Trump claiming with Mr. Epstein that they double-teamed little kids. Now, Epstein's already been given basically immunity after his little slap on the wrist. So is the rest of his crew. Now they've been given their deal by the FBI. Now they can say anything they want, including that they saw Donald Trump raping Easter bunnies, Santa Claus, Mother Teresa. They saw him slitting babies' throats. They saw him sacrificing babies. They saw him. Yeah, but what they say is double-teaming little kids. Okay? Sorry to talk about stuff like this on a family show, but this is what's going on. And we have what they're planning, who they're going to release it, how it's going to unfold, who's involved, everything. I was told this by another source a couple weeks ago, because these people talk. There's leaks everywhere, but I was given the data dump. These people are so scared. And they said, listen, all we care about is World War III. And people are really going, man, why do we fund jihadis to kill Christians? I mean, there are a lot of good Democrats, good liberals out there who are really, really upset. So judge sets date for hearing of lawsuits, Donald Trump of underage rape. See, 7 hours ago. I told you yesterday, that's the Illinois Independent. I told you yesterday, in the early afternoon, 20-something hours before that broke. See, I didn't even know that broke. I told you, raping children, and now that, see, you just heard. A judge came in on the weekend and set the date. This is breaking as I speak, and we're forcing their timetable on all of this right now. Hell, we even had Roger Stone on a year ago talking about this and said it was coming. We got to find that clip. That really documents it all when he brought all this up. And then I have these other sources, and they're just totally freaked out because they know it's totally made up. And so get ready. They prime the pump with Howard Stern clips and him joking around on a bus, just jock talk. I don't think it's particularly good, but I mean, give me a break. It's nothing compared to what Clinton does, actually raping people. And now it primes the pump for this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.